What's up, Big D and Bubba?
What's going on, dude?
What's happening there, Bradley Gibb?
Oh, not a whole lot. I can't hardly hear y'all.
Well, it's tough for us to hear you, too. Maybe you should just yell everything you say.
All right, I can do that.
Hey, by the way, real quick, I think it's super cool you're playing the benefit.
For Chattanooga.
Yeah, that's super cool, man.
Yeah, man, thank you, boys. I think it'll be a good time, and hopefully it'll help them families a little bit, you know.
We'll
give them our sons back, but...
No, you're right, it won't.
Are you a believer, not to get too political here, but are you a believer that our soldiers should be armed while they're on base, or no?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as far as being protected, I don't have a problem with a Marine, you know, an active-duty Marine toting a weapon at all, but y'all know I'm a gun guy, too, so...
Right. Well, I think you and I both kind of agree that you should have the right to protect yourself. And if you are if you're military, you know, you've got a target on your back from these kooks out there. So you definitely should.
For sure. I think so, too.
So I didn't want to bring this up. Bubba really can't wait to bring it up. So I'll let you do it, Bubba.
Yeah. Here's what we want to do. Okay. Awkward. So everybody made a big deal on the internet a couple days back about you crying at your wedding. And you're about to do this big press thing as you're pushing one hell of an amen for number one. We wanted to go ahead and do like an over-under or maybe some kind of bet. You've got to do us a favor. I think we're your first one of the junket, I guess. So if you could just keep a running tab about how many times people bring up you crying at your wedding.
How many interviews are you doing today?
I'll put a pencil mark down every time somebody asks me about crying at the wedding.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. And I think if you can, you know,
I need an idea of how many interviews he's doing. I can't.
He doesn't know.
Well,
25.
25. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20.
Okay, 25. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. But it was cool to hear you count by twos. Okay, so 20.
To see this paper, man. I just woke up. I don't do this coffee stuff early in the morning like y'all do.
Well, here's the deal. I'm saying at least 12. At least 12, Brantley, are going to say something about you crying at your wedding.
I'm going to go over that. I'm going to say 15. Patrick, you in on this?
7.
Oh,
what?
What?
Okay, 12, 15, and 7.
What did Patrick say?
7.
He said 7. Only 7 people are going to bring it up.
7. Patrick, he's wrong.
I love listening to early morning Brantley.
Even Brantley knows that people are going to be doing nothing but that.
What, Brantley? Go ahead.
Fix me a cup of coffee.
Oh, I thought he fell down.
I don't drink this stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
I could run about 10 laps around this house right now.
All right. So, Bubba, you're down for 12. I'm 15. But Patrick is down for 7. Brantley Gilbert is with us. One hell of an amen. God, what a powerful song, man. Are you getting, because I know the song kind of touches on different aspects of life and different kind of scenes or scenarios, if you will. Of all those different scenarios, who do you hear more from? People saying thank you for the song and that kind of stuff?
You know what? It's really equally yoked.
Oh, okay.
You hear a lot of folks talking about those, you know, the military friends and members of family that they've lost to the good fight. But it's really across the board. And you would be surprised of how many, you know, situations outside of the two discussed in the song that people find, you know, I guess a little bit of healing. They find a little bit of help in the song, you know, just across the board on a lot of things. And, man, I'm telling you, that's a pretty awesome feeling. I've released songs that you can dance to and party to and tear in my beer songs and heartbreak songs, but this is this one's a little bit different. This one comes out and punches you in the chest. I know it does me, you know, and actually the last day of my honeymoon, I got a call from my uncle saying that my grandfather had passed, and
no.
Man, it was crazy. I told my wife I was going to walk out on the porch and kind of wrap my mind around it, and you know, I got outside, and I was like, well, man, I guess it's probably time to practice what I preach on this song. And, you know, I mean, of course, it's necessary to mourn and grieve. But, man, you know, he fought emphysema and COPD for 20 years. He's finally in a place where he's not, you know, struggling and fighting to breathe. And it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now. So, I mean, the song takes on a new meaning every other day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's that's powerful, man. Yeah, it's it really is. It's one of those songs when you hear it, the first time you hear it, you're kind of like, oh, wow. And you're right, it does. It hits you right in the chest, man. So real quickly, let's kind of shift gears to the marriage and stuff. Everything's different.
He cried at his wedding, right?
I heard.
You better mark that down as one.
No, you can't count one of our own as
one. Dude, we brought it up. Yes.
No, it's our bet. You can't count ours as a notch.
Okay, Brantley Gilbert, can we count it or not?
Oh yeah, we can. I've already checked it.
All right, there you go.
We're one. If you're just tuning in, we have a bet on how many radio stations bring up the fact that Brantley cried at his wedding.
He's doing 25 interviews today, and
Bubba says 12. I say 15. Patrick says seven. Okay, so you cried at your wedding. Big deal, man. I mean, I didn't cry. I kind of teared up, I think. I don't know. Did you cry at your wedding?
Man, I ugly cried at my wedding.
Ugly cried? Like heaving?
Yeah, ugly cry. You know, man, I made all kind of faces trying not to cry, but, man, if y'all have seen my wife, I'm telling you, you'd have been in tears, too. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. George Briner was crying, too.
George Briner cried?
I swear.
Those are fake record company tears. I've seen those before.
Oh, that's what Borchetta had in his eyes. George's might have been real.
You can't believe those. Those record label guys, they'll cry for anything. It's, hey, is this going to make me a buck? Yeah.
This is two extra spins for every tear. Yeah.
And believe it or not, fellas, I'm a hopeless romantic, and I had some pretty sweet things to say.
Aww.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Y'all have been proud, fellas.
We're always proud of you.
For God's sake.
Well, listen, Brantley, keep track of how many people talk about you crying, and get back to us maybe tomorrow if you can.
And everybody else, get out and download One Hell of an Amen if you haven't done it already. And show some support for a guy who's showing support for the fallen military in Chattanooga.
Yeah, Brantley, thank you, man. Hey, actually, hang on a second. Patrick wants to talk to you. Hang on 2 seconds. Thank you, Brantley.
Thank you.